Welcome to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily dose of marketing news and insights to keep you sharp and ahead of the curve. Today, we're diving into some of the most compelling shifts and stories shaking up the marketing landscape, so let's get right into it. First up, from Adweek, we're seeing a seismic shift in how TV ad dollars are being spent, and retail media is at the heart of it. According to Adweek's Commerce Advantage report, retail media ad revenue has already overtaken linear TV, but the story doesn't end there. The real headline is that retail media is now becoming a bigger part of TV ad buys themselves. The two giants leading this charge are Amazon and Walmart, both leveraging their smart TV infrastructure in different ways. Amazon has been pitching TV ad buyers on its AI-powered intelligence and a massive new slate of ad inventory, as Alan Moss, their VP of Global Ad Sales, shared with Adweek. Meanwhile, Walmart made its first joint pitch with Vizio during this year's New Fronts, signaling a serious move into the TV space. The takeaway: retailers aren't just competing for digital dollars, they're coming for TV, and they're doing it with data, tech, and a whole lot of ambition. Switching gears to the world of television news, Adweek's TV Newser brings us the latest ratings for the week of May 4th. It's a tale of declines across the board, with all three major evening newscasts, ABC World News Tonight, NBC Nightly News, and CBS Evening News, seeing drops in both total viewers and the key adults 25 to 54 demo. ABC World News Tonight with David Muir still leads, averaging 8.183 million total viewers and 976,000 in the demo, but that's down 1% and 3% respectively from the week before. NBC Nightly News follows with 6.125 million viewers and 903,000 in the demo, down 2% and 3%. CBS Evening News trails with 3.702 million viewers and 473,000 in the demo, marking a steeper drop of 4% and 13%. Interestingly, compared to the same week last year, both ABC and NBC are up in total viewers and demo, but CBS is only up slightly in total viewers and down in the demo. The data comes from Nielsen's Big Data Plus panel, and it's a reminder that even legacy media is in a constant state of flux. That's it for today's top stories. While some of the other headlines circulating, like agency appointments and campaign launches, were behind paywalls or offered little detail, these two stories capture the major currents shaping marketing and media right now: the relentless advance of retail media into TV territory, and the ongoing ratings battles among the biggest names in news. Thanks for tuning in to The Brief by Kuro House. As always, we're here to keep you informed and inspired so you can make smarter decisions in your marketing day. Stay curious, keep questioning, and we'll catch you tomorrow with more insights you won't want to miss.